It's time once again for the Rose Chat Podcast, your source of inspiration and motivation to achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington as they explore the world of roses and chat with the world's top rose experts, authors, artists, curators, and more.
Since 1999, Rose Mania has been your one-stop source for all your rose care needs. From chemicals and safety equipment to garden tools and fertilizers, Rose Mania offers the top products at some of the best prices around. They even sell bare root roses. Rose Mania carries a full line of products to help battle fungal diseases, insects, and mites, while not harming the beneficial insects you want in your garden. Shipping is free on merchandise orders over $25. Their staff of consulting rosarians is available to answer your rose questions, so visit them today at rosemania.com.
Well, hey, we're glad you joined us for this holiday edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. All this week, we've been scouring the internet looking for great gifts for gardeners. We've even been asking our listeners what they would buy as gift for gardeners. And one of our listeners, Courtney Tompkins, posted on our Facebook page this week that she would give a soil test kit as a gift for gardeners. And we just thought that was an awesome thing. We've got a great guest tonight who's going to be talking a little bit more about some great gifts for gardeners soon. Teresa, don't know about you, but I'm ready for Christmas. Now, we decked the halls, we put up our tree, now we just got to finish shopping.
Well, we're in the same mode here. We've got most of the shopping done, and this weekend we did our decorating. And now it's time to start the wrapping process, and that's one of my favorite parts. Christmas time is just so fun. And speaking of fun, our guest tonight is Jill Haston. She's a rose gardener from Alabama with an eye for great gifts. She's in the virtual studio with us and will join us in a moment to talk about her top 10 list of gift ideas for gardeners. So stay with us. There's more Rose Chat Radio coming your way.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Find them online at manuretea.com. It's time to order roses for spring delivery, and S&W Greenhouse has just what you need. From knockouts to hybrid teas, S&W has the best. From Weeks, Star Roses and Plants, and new this year, a beautiful collection of David Austin English roses that are sure to make your garden the envy of the neighborhood. Check them out online at sw-greenhouse.com.
Well, with Christmas just a few days away, I know some are still scrambling to pick that perfect gift for the gardener in their lives. Jill Haston joins us now to talk about her top 10 list of gift ideas for gardeners. Hey, Jill, welcome to Rose Chat.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Jill, let's get started by your sharing how you got started gardening and growing roses.
Oh, I just fell into it by accident. About 35 years ago, I bought a house that had a rose garden in the backyard. And the lady that owned the house was an avid gardener. She gave me her well-worn book that she had actually done a diagram of all the roses she had grown and gave me explicit instructions on how to grow them. So I followed her instructions, and my first year I had phenomenal roses. And I just was hooked from then on.
Oh, boy, it's easy to get hooked on roses, isn't it?
It's a wonderful gift.
I hear you're working on another garden that you said was going to be your retirement home. What are you planting out there?
Oh, goodness. I started on it about 4 years ago, and I just keep adding roses because I've got all the room to grow anything I can manage. But I quit counting at about 150 roses last year, but I've got room for a lot of the big old gardens, and I do a lot of my own propagating here. So it's a labor of love. And I look forward to spending a lot more time here.
Yeah. Jill, do you have a limit of the number of roses you'll plant, or is it just the sky's the limit?
I think as far, when I get to where I can't deadhead them all in one day, I'll have to quit.
that's a good rule of thumb.
Well, do you have a favorite? If you could only grow one rose, what would it be?
Oh, goodness. If I only could grow one rose, I would probably grow the old hybrid tea, Tiffany. I love that rose. I love the shape of the bud. I love the fragrance. I love the color. I grow it in mass.
That is a beautiful one. I can see why it's your favorite. That's a beautiful pink one. Well, you know, most of our listeners are familiar with Oprah's favorite things, and tonight we're going to hear about your favorite things. First up on your favorite things list are pruners, and that's something we rose gardeners can't live without. So what pruners are your favorites?
You can't have too many. My two current favorites right now are the Fiskars, the microchip pruning snips. They are wonderful for deadheading, cutting out blind eyes. They're extremely sharp. I keep three or four pairs so I can always find one. They're about $10. You can get them at Amazon. My other favorites are the Felco Classic Manual Pruning Shears. They're a little more expensive, but they make a wonderful product. That's about $30. You can get both of them at Amazon.
Now, I love my Felcos. I'll tell you, I won't be without them. Now, Teresa has a tendency to bury hers, but I like to keep mine closed.
Oh, I tell you, you said that you needed to have several, and I couldn't agree more because I tend to stow them around and forget where I put them. And Chris likes to tease me because last fall I was digging a big old hole for a rose bush, and I hit a rock. Well, at least it's what I thought was a rock. And when I dug it up, lo and behold, it was probably a 15-year-old pair of Craftsman pruning shears.
I bet they don't work well.
You know, I wondered if Craftsman would give me that, you know, that guarantee that they have for replacement, but we're not going to try that. But they did not look too good. You are so right. They look like they had barnacles on them, but I'm going to keep them. I like to look at them. So having several is a really good idea.
It is a wonderful idea. You can always find a pair that way.
Yeah, that's true. Jill, next on the list are vases. Can a rose gardener ever have too many vases?
You absolutely cannot have too many vases. I give away so many roses. I try and buy the ones that I consider to be disposable. I'm always phoning yard sales, estate sales. But for a Christmas gift, for a perfect gift, I would get with the classic crystal rose bowl. They come in different sizes. You can get one starting at about $20 or all the way up to about $200 for Waterford Crystal. The nice thing about a rose bowl is you don't have to cut really long stems. Gardeners just blanch at that thought of constantly cutting their long, long stems. But I love my rose bowls.
Oh, that's really a good idea. They are beautiful. You know, I have to admit I've been guilty of choosing spaghetti sauce, not by how it tastes, but how the jar will look with roses in it. So. Can I get a witness? Anyone else out there do the same thing?
Yes.
Chris, I bet you do the same thing.
Oh, you know I do.
Those vases and jars are very important to us gardeners because we like to share our roses.
Right. And, you know, that's another reason to enter rose shows. You've got all this beautiful crystal.
Oh, so far no crystal for me, but I'm still hopeful. Jim, next on the list, you mentioned a very special perfume. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, people that like roses, a lot of times grow them for the smell. I know I love the smell of roses. My favorite rose-scented perfume is the Old Joy. It's by Jean Patou. At one time, it was considered to be the world's most expensive perfume. It's still readily available. A little 2.5-ounce bottle will set you back about $180 to $200. It's expensive, but it is worth every dime of it. Smells heavenly.
Sounds good. I don't know if it's true or not, but I read that 1 ounce of this perfume contains 10,000 jasmine flowers and 28 dozen May roses, so it should smell good.
It is incredible. If I had to pick one rose-scented scent, it would be Joy Perfume.
Now, both of y'all know Tina, and she is all about the perfume, so you know she's going to have a bottle of this.
Yep, I can see that that's going to be the case.
Yeah. It's her birthday today. Why didn't I go out and buy this for her today?
Oh, yes, there you go. You've got your list right there in front of you. Well, next up is something that is vital to rose gardening experience in general, and that is gloves. So what gloves would you recommend?
The ones that people never think to buy are the ones that are the puncture-resistant elbow-length ones. If you do a lot of pruning, rose thorns can be lethal, and all it takes is one good season of getting just chewed up by the rose bushes to learn that you need better gloves. I bought mine at Petals from the Past, and they're actually leather up to the elbows, but Rose Mania has them. They've got some great ones, actually, right now. Also, the new Bionic gloves are very, very popular. I haven't tried those. I've got them on my list right now. But good gloves run you probably $35 to $50 and probably everywhere in between, but I would recommend both of those.
Well, Chris sings the praises of his Bionic gloves, and aren't they washable, Chris?
Oh, they are. We throw them right in the washing machine. They're awesome. They're goat skin, and they're very form-fitting. Kind of have to get a larger size than you would normally get, but they are incredible. I'll tell you, they really protect your arms come pruning time.
You know, being washable is really important because I don't know about you guys, but it always happens that I think I'm going to do this very clean job of just pruning. Then I get in the garden and I see a weed and it has to be pulled. And then I see some other dirty job that needs to be done. Before I know it, my nice pruning gloves are just a mess and they've got to be washed. So I like the idea of something that's washable for sure.
I use a lot of gloves. I keep about as many pair of gloves as I do pruners. So, yes, I agree with you completely on that.
I have a bucket of gloves. They don't all match, but they work okay. But I like the whole going up to the elbow, especially when I go to tackle New Dawn.
Oh, that thing is lethal.
Yep. New Dawn is a lethal one. You need your gloves for that one for sure.
Yes.
Well, next up are some special little gifts that sure extend the rose season for us, things like candles and soaps and potpourri. Tell us about your favorites.
I love the rose-scented soaps. I sniff those out and collect them. In fact, I store them in my lingerie drawers to kind of scent that. But my favorite are the rose-scented candles. My current favorite is called Hidden Roses. It comes out under the Southernness label. It is currently out of stock on their website right now, but they do still have some stock in stores, and I have talked to the owner, and he promises me they're going to release it again around Valentine's Day. But you can get a lot of rose-scented things, even at your big-box discount stores. I've bought a lot of soaps and lotions and things there, but that just kind of extends the season. I just like having that smell all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, great stocking stuffers.
They really are.
Well, ladies, all this talk about gifts and roses got me in the mood for some Christmas music. Why don't we take a quick break and listen to a beautiful arrangement of Carol of the Bells by David Pauley. Thank you.
We're back with Jill Hasten, who's sharing with us her favorite gifts for rose gardeners. And so far, we've talked about pruners and perfume and candles, soaps, and garden gloves. So next on your favorite list are some suggestions about giving a rose bush.
A rose bush is a great gift for a rose gardener. If you don't know a specific one to give them a gift certificate for one. That way they can pick what they like. Even people that don't have room for a lot of roses can grow some of the smaller ones in patio pots or hanging baskets. If I had to pick one for a patio pot, I'd go with something like Marie Pave. That's a beautiful small rose, and it smells nicely. It'd be great on the patio, or Red Cascade would be beautiful in a big hanging basket. Like I said, rose gardeners always are looking for more roses.
Well, that's so true. I heard someone on Twitter last week say that they were using the Oh So Easy rose series in baskets this year, and it turned out beautiful.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Yep, we've got a couple shrubs of Red Cascade. In fact, Jill, I think the Red Cascade we have, you gave us down in Wiregrass summer before last.
I've got one in a big pot sitting beside my patio, and it's gorgeous. I mean, it's gorgeous all the time. That one never quits blooming.
Oh, I know. And beautiful red, tiny clusters of blooms, but they're beautiful.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
I said every rose I grow becomes my favorite one when I get to know it better.
We love them all. That's just the way it is. We love them all. They're just like our children.
That's true.
I received several gift certificates for roses, and it's so fun because, you know, you try to be conservative or you're like, oh, I'll get this one, but maybe I won't get this one. And it's like, oh, yes, I have a gift certificate. It's a very fun, thoughtful gift.
Can't have too many.
No, you can't. You know, most gardeners I know, they love gardening books, and they're always looking for book recommendations. So what's your current favorite book?
My current favorite rose book is called Antique Roses for the South. It's written by Bill Welch, who is like the guru on antique or found roses. I'm actually on my second copy of it because I used it like a textbook, and it absolutely fell apart from use. But that is a great book. It's about $20. You can get it at a specialty bookstore or Amazon.com. But that has a lot of beautiful old garden roses in it and good propagation information also.
Well, if you judge a book by its cover, you will definitely want this book. It's beautiful. It has a beautiful cover.
It does. Gorgeous, gorgeous book.
Mm-hmm. Chris, do you have any books that you'd recommend?
Oh, gosh. I think this year my favorite rose book is Everyday Roses by Paul Zimmerman. You know, it came out earlier this year and has really become a companion in the garden for many people. And I know I have used it to try to bring a little more order to my garden. You know, believe it or not, from the pictures on my blog, people think, oh, you've just beautifully planned your garden. And I didn't. I plant roses where I can squeeze them in.
That's the upside and the downside of blogging. They only see the pretty parts.
Yeah, I don't post the ugly pictures.
Me either.
Well, there's a book that I've loved this year. I've had it for a little while, but I just read it over and over, and that's Stephen Scannello's book, A Year of Roses. It's filled with his advice and his recommendations on how to care for the roses, but it's also filled with so much humor. And I love it, especially me being in the Midwest and we get so cold and so bleak in the winter. He talks about things to do all year long, so it just kind of extends your gardening experience. So I think that's another one that I would recommend to people, Stephen Scannello's book, A Year of Roses. Well, let's move on to garden art. Tell us about your favorite garden art.
Oh, people always are looking for little things to add to their garden, little statues or pretty little things like that. I love, like, the patron saint of gardeners, which is Saint Theophora. You can get little concrete ones at the garden stores. I think those make great gifts. Bird baths make great gifts. There's a, you can always tuck things like that into your garden.
Mm-hmm. Chris has a lovely bird. I think he calls it the bird girl statue, and I always look forward to pictures of her at different stages in his garden, and there's other, you know, there's different plants growing up by her, and I'm always looking for the bird girl statue. Chris, how long have you had that statue?
I think 3 or 4 years we installed her in our garden just underneath a cherry blossom tree, and she's planted among the black-eyed Susans and some irises that we've got growing over there.
Right now we have a little piece of wood art that stands sentry in our winter garden, and we just love it. It's a wooden snowman that we call Charles, and he adds the winter time to our garden entrance. And even though I'm no big fan of winter, I do enjoy that time when we get to get Charles out and let him do his job of standing by the gate and adding all the winter charm. So Charles does his job, and only for a little while, and then it gets to be spring, but I do enjoy that, and I think it's nice to have things like that of interest in the garden. I agree. Let's see. Next on our list is pretty rose stationery. Do you have any sources that you would recommend? I know a lot of gardeners love to use that.
I still write notes, and I think note writing is a lost art, but beautiful stationery is much harder to find now than it used to be. But the Etsy store, it's just loaded with original artist note cards and stationery. You can buy beautiful sets starting at about $10. I saw some last week. In fact, I'm going to order them. They have a beautiful watercolor of the Peace Rose on the front. Just a beautiful art.
I would have never thought to look on Etsy for that. What a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
You can start with Pinterest, and you can kind of lobby over, but like I said, there are a lot posted on both of those sites, but Etsy, everything's for sale. Makes it much easier.
You know, Teresa, our good friend at hedgerowrose.com has some beautiful postcards and note cards of roses that she photographed from her own garden.
They are beautiful. That's right. They are beautiful. I have a friend who's an artist, and she's hand-drawn roses on cards that she's given me through the years, and I just treasure them. And I'm noticing that with a lot of the young people, they want to have something handwritten. You know, we kind of went away from that, but I think it's coming back. I think people now really appreciate something handwritten and something personal like that.
I think so, too. I think it's a very nice touch.
It is, especially now that it isn't so common. Well, let's see. Last but not least, you recommend getting a really good hose and nozzle. So what's your favorite?
Oh, goodness. There are a lot of them out there. And unfortunately, at my house, they don't tend to live very long. they work great for one season, and then they quit working. But get one with a rain setting, and then get one with a good like a stronger mist setting, getting aphids off and things like that. You just need to do it with a hose nozzle. And that's a great stocking stuffer. You can buy a really good one for starting at about $15. I think their best-selling one's like $17.75. I was looking at it this afternoon. I went ahead and put it on my pending order. So that's a great gift for a gardener. You never can have too many of those either.
That is very, very true.
Yeah. Jill, I wanted to ask you, getting a little bit away from the gift guide, but you mentioned a couple times about propagating roses. And
yes.
I'm someone who hadn't had a lot of luck with that. Could you maybe give us your a couple tips on propagation?
Some roses are easier than others. I have learned that the hard way. Usually you need to take a hardened cutting in late fall. I've tried with the spring ones. They just don't tend to root. But if you'll take, you can even take them now this far south. I like willow water. You can actually Google that, and it's got a rooting hormone in there. If push comes to shove, you can use Rutone or something like that. I also do mine in a clean, like a builder's sand. I think it just doesn't make such a mess, and if the ones die, I pull them out. But I'll put in probably 20 cuttings in a big pot, And if I get four or five of them to root, I consider that success.
Wow.
The old garden ones, they're much easier to propagate. Some are much easier than others.
If I would get five out of a bucket, I would be very happy.
Mm-hmm.
So
and, of course, the big one
here,
the
you
oldest.
Do it all the time and you don't have 100% success. So that makes us feel better.
No, I don't think even your commercial growers have 100% success. Cut them just below a node. And, you know, like I said, dip them and keep them moist. They need heat and humidity. But like I said, I took a bunch of cuttings. I had a branch that was broken, so I cut it up into cuttings about a week or so ago. And if they live, that's fine. If they don't, that's fine, too.
It's a win-win situation.
That's right.
Well, Jill, before we let you go, could you offer some advice to beginners in the rose garden?
Absolutely. Jump in with both feet. Join a local group. Rose people are nice people. Get to know people. They will help you. They love to talk about roses. They love to share their favorite varieties. And as we all know, different varieties don't do well universally. Some do better in the hot, humid south. Some do better in the dry, arid west coast. Find what grows best in your area. I've learned the hard way some of them do better in light shade. If it's just too hot, it'll just bake them. But like I said, the easiest thing is just, find one or two and start, and you'll get hooked. Go to a rose show. That'll really get you hooked.
No, isn't that true? That is so true. See all those beautiful roses? Oh, my.
It is amazing. I mean, you just don't realize how magnificent they can be until you go to a rose show and see everything in just perfection.
2 years ago, we had a horrible, horrible drought, and it was our second year of drought. Did not have that this year, but 2 years ago, we surely did. And my garden, we were in a – when it was time for the rose show, we just didn't have a lot of bloom. And so I was thinking that there was hardly going to be any bloom at the rose show. And when I walked into that room and I saw beautiful roses, I mean, it just was overwhelming. In this hot, arid weather, these gardeners had just made these roses come to life, and it was wonderful to see. That was so fun.
Even the smell, when you walk into a room with that many roses, it is just overwhelming to me. I mean, it's the fragrance just hits you. It is unbelievable. But, yes, join a Rose Society, subscribe to the American Rose Magazine, and get involved. I mean, people would love to help you.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Well, Jill, you shared so many wonderful things to us, and I'm sure you've helped out more than one Santa with all of your great ideas. And it's just been such a delight to have you, and we wish you
a
very
thank you so
happy
much.
Holiday. We hope you'll come back again and join us on Rose Chat.
Thank you so much. I hope so. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jill.
Well, that was fun.
Oh, my goodness. Jill is full of advice and great gift ideas. I'm telling you, I've rearranged my gift buying list after tonight's show.
No, and I think we need to have her back to talk about what she's putting on those 60 acres. You know, of that good red clay, I think that, she'll have lots of great rose stories to tell us.
Oh, absolutely. You know, rose people, she's absolutely right. Rose people are fun people to be around, and they're always full of stories and ideas and their next favorite rose.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of our show today, and it's been wonderful to be with you. But until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
We have heard on high.
You've been listening to Sounds of the Season with Angels We Have Heard on High by Sixpence None the Richer. Happy holidays from your friends at Rose Chat.
Thanks for listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington. Hear previous podcasts via our website, rosechatradio.com, or listen to this podcast via iTunes and Stitcher apps. Be sure and give us a 5-star rating and share this show with your social networks. Your friends will thank you. Join us next time for another edition of The Rose Chat. Rose Chat is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.